previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
All right, we've got guests in studio. The Nelson Mandela Bay Business Chamber is launching a new skills development desk today. It's an industry-led initiative aimed at tackling the region's technical skills shortage. And it forms, of course, part of the Chamber's broader efforts to unlock the full potential of the Bay of Opportunity. Joining us, those guests that I mentioned, are Denise Van Hastien, CEO of the Nelson Mandela Bay Business Chamber, and Nandipa Isaacs from Harambe Youth Employment Accelerator. Ladies, welcome and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
Lovely. Good morning to all your listeners as well.
Thank you so much. Denise, I'm going to start off with you. You'll be joining a panel discussion later on this morning on whether Nelson Mandela Bay has the technical skills needed to meet the demands of local industry. Without giving too much away, what's your initial take on the situation?
Well, I think, you know, we've got a lot of world-class manufacturers that operate here, and the people are of a world-class nature. They compete around the world. So we've got very good technical skills here, but we do have a shortage. And we also find our good people are often poached, not just by Joburg and other places, but also internationally. Mm. So it's important that we make a concerted effort to develop the right pool of skills. And when you look at, you know, the streams that people follow when they go to school, they often ignore pure maths, which is actually key and is what industry is looking for. And that speed of change that is happening so fast that even the names of jobs are changing and the types of jobs, where it's almost skipping degrees and things like that because it's so specific in terms of what industry is looking for.
Can I just say, with retaining that talent that is potentially being poached for overseas jobs even, you might want to negotiate also some competitive salaries, because a lot of people tend to, you know, they go for those opportunities because they're earning, you know, salaries in dollars or whatever. So maybe you want to add that into the fold as well and just negotiate some competitive salaries for people who are going to be staying at home.
No, absolutely. I think all of that plays a role. And it's also the quality of life, though, because we've got other things we can offer versus if you do go overseas.
True. Mm.
So
true.
Nandipa, Harambe is a key partner in enabling the desk to become a reality. Why did you guys decide to get involved with this?
No, I mean, I think when we learned about all the great work that the Chamber's currently doing, we definitely immediately recognized the strategic alignment in like values, mission, goals. And so the Chamber's focus really on reinventing the local economy for job creation and skills retention really resonated with Harambe. I mean, at our core as an organization, we are dedicated to addressing youth unemployment, and specifically by breaking down the barriers that prevent young people from accessing jobs. And so we do this in many ways, but one of the ways that we do it is through partnerships. And so a partnership like this with the Chamber is in alignment. And so really at the heart of this collaboration between, you know, the Chamber and Harambe is the shared vision of wanting to drive down unemployment, really through understanding the jobs and skills that are available and required, then driving demand-led skilling and placement into these jobs. So when we heard about it and we recognized the alignment, we said, you know, absolutely, this is something that we need to be partnering on.
Are you coming on board on? So,
absolutely.
I mean, your focus is certainly, you know, on youth and youth employment, as you mentioned. I'm assuming then that this will be the focus of the desk as well.
I mean, so youth unemployment is a national, you know, crisis, and Nelson Mandela Bay, you know, also experiences, you know, the similar crisis. So it should and it will be a focus. I mean, we understand that not all the opportunities will necessarily be applicable to youth, but it should be a priority. I mean, maybe just to share a bit of a data point, our impact and intelligence team had conducted a bit of research. And really what they found is they were trying to understand the relationship between economic growth and employment growth. And they found that this was positively correlated. So when we are seeing growth in the economy, jobs are created. But unfortunately, when we looked at youth employment and GDP growth, the same wasn't true. Mm. And so unless we are actively prioritizing the youth lens, youth in our interventions, you know, the landscape and the crisis that we're currently facing just won't change. And so, I mean, I think given the situation, given the data points, it is important that we constantly are prioritizing youth.
That's excellent. That's some awesome data right there.
Denise, you did mention earlier that this is the next step for the Bay of Opportunity. And do you believe that the Bay of Opportunity is a realistic positioning right here in the metro?
Yes, we obviously do believe that. Yep. And we really have a lot of strengths going for us. But I think the biggest strength we have is our people and the way that people have mobilized together around a common vision and are volunteering for the greater good of the city. And then there's also some great things happening in the city. If you just look ahead at the year, we've got the NARCAM show coming here in August, which is a major event where the big component manufacturers are hosted in the city. Mm-hmm. That's a huge opportunity for us. We've also been tracking other events that are coming. So aside from the G20 linked events that are taking place in the city this week, there's many more events that are also going to be announced. And we're also partnering with these events. So for example, there's the SAS Law Conference happening later this year, and they're going to do it under the banner of Bay of Opportunity, and so is NARCAM. So they're all buying into our vision.
Mm. And it's an overarching theme.
Yeah, and I think the partnerships we're establishing on a national basis, people are seeing that there's something happening in the Bay, there's some positive sentiment, and why is there positive sentiment? And they're coming here to check it out, you know. And I think we need to, as locals, put on the best show possible. And I think often we are our own worst enemies. We need to talk things up as well, because I think sentiment also drives investment decisions and then employment opportunities that follow from that.
Well, Denise, speaking about putting up a good show, you would know obviously that it is SOPA this week. So, you know, you're a woman of far-reaching influence and you've got good contacts. I suggest you take some of those data points that Unandipa made and perhaps try and sneak them into Oscar Mabuyane's into his desk, so that some of his focus can be on exactly that, on youth unemployment within the province. It might be worthwhile having him speak to that.
And also I'd like to add in just one word, action.
Yes. Yeah.
I think we're all tired of talking and we need action.
Yes. Youth unemployment certainly being a key factor for this region, as, you know, the focus point of this morning's interview is. So, Nandipa, as someone, you know, who's from Johannesburg and viewing the Bay of Opportunity from the outside, what do you see as our region's biggest asset? Because, you know, sometimes when you're in a situation, you can't see it. They say you can't separate the wood from the trees. But for someone who's looking from the outside in, what do you see as our biggest asset?
I mean, I must say there are a few things, and, you know, driving and flying and, you know, just understanding and seeing the landscape. I think there's a few things, but I'll be biased and I'll probably be a bit leisurely in my choice. But being in landlocked city like Johannesburg, the ocean for me definitely is a highlight. I mean, flying in, driving along the bay, waking up this morning to, you know, views of the ocean.
Yeah.
I'll definitely say that. And I think it also presents really great opportunities for job creation, you know, the ocean's economy as well as in tourism. And so such a great national asset, honestly.
Awesome. All right, okay. Charlton, anything else from you? Denise, anything else that you're perhaps wanting to add in, some last thoughts?
Maybe just on the topic of technical skills. I think technical skills is one aspect, but attitude and just having passion, I think, is key as well. And I think that's also something that businesses need.
Yeah.
And if you're in an environment of ongoing change and radical change like we're experiencing, you need people that can keep positive and can be focused on what needs to be done. So I think when people are employing people, they're also looking for those traits as much as they are looking for the technical skills.
Excellent.
We speak of investments, and earlier you also mentioned your partners, your key partners involved. Now, I'd imagine the business chambers, the door is always open for partners to get involved in. And how can they reach you if they want to do that?
Yeah, that they can access our website.
Yeah.
And then they can also email us at members@nmbbusinesschamber.co.za. And next week, we're also going to be launching a Bay of Opportunity portal.
Mm.
So that will also become a good platform that people can access to find out more.
Mm. They can also email that same address if they're wanting to find out more about the Skills Development Desk. They can contact Lita at members@nmbbusinesschamber. Is it .co.za?
That's right.
.co.za. All right, we've been chatting to Denise van Hastien of the Nelson Mandela Business Chamber and, of course, Nandipa from Harambe Youth Accelerator. It's clear that initiatives like the Skills Development Desk are pivotal in driving the future of the Bay. We look forward to seeing the positive impact of your efforts, ladies, and your teams. So thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we wish you all the best as you continue to unlock the potential of our great region.
Thank you.
Thanks, ladies. Thank you so much.
Alcoa FM Breakfast is the business.